Oh, it's times like these where I wish I could roll my R's. I can't. I've tried to learn how to roll my R's. Maybe some of the ripples know how to roll their R's. Maybe there's a companion band called the Ruffles or the... I have a friend whose name is Larry Ripple, and I wanted to send him a note that his own special band was going to be on this morning. These guys are from Cincinnati, and they're not guys, they're people. There's actually two women and two men playing. They have a house concert tonight and a contra dance tomorrow. And it's our pleasure to welcome from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh, the Ripples.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There they are. They made it through. These guys had a lot of gear for an old-timey group, but it's. I don't want to label you as an old-timey group. I don't want to label you as anything at all, other than here they are. It's. They came in last night and have a house concert tonight. We'll tell you about that, and also a contra dance. And we really enjoy having old-time traditional groups here, especially in your case. You're fusing some new types of beats. There's hints of jazz and all sorts of musical idioms. Nodding her head as I speak is Christine. Is it Planreau, or help me with your name?
Kristen Planreau.
Oh, I got them both wrong. Kristen. Gosh, to the rear of the class I go. It's gonna get better. But Kristen, tell me about yourself. Where are you from originally? And she's playing keys, by the way. How did you get involved in music?
So I'm a music teacher in Cincinnati, and I teach first and second grade music. And I found contra dancing through my music teacher training, and I really enjoyed the folk dancing aspect. We'd learn international folk dances to teach to our students, and a couple women in my class suggested that I'd really like contra dancing. And eventually I sort of found the Cincinnati community, and very soon after I was playing the music, because the guitar player over here, Chris, said, let's make a band, and so we did.
Well, that's absolutely terrific. When did you know when you were a little girl that you wanted to teach?
No, I didn't at all. I really liked playing the piano and pretty much any instrument I could find. I also play the flute and some hand percussion, and we'll sing a little bit for you also later. I kind of discovered as I went along that I really enjoyed teaching, and I liked music so much that if I could give that to other people, like, how amazing is that? So that's how I decided.
Yeah, especially to give a great positive experience at that age is wonderful. I'm going to ask each of you this, and as odd as it sounds, because you are not kids, adults, but are there any shout-outs or hellos you might want to say to anybody who might be tuned in online or on the radio? This is not the only time you can do that, but
I don't know.
Nothing's coming to mind.
If Thorlin is out there, hey, it's. I hope you're having a good time. I hope you're having a great morning.
There we go. Let's meet Gabrielle. Next, Gabrielle Lanza.
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 You were so close.
Gosh.
It's okay though. Kristen knows this, but. My expectations for people pronouncing either of my names is now so low that I expect my family to even pronounce my last name incorrectly, so it's fine. This is a daily thing.
And she is a daily, every day. People are pronouncing your name every day coming by, and they could. You know? She's playing...
Cajon.
Cajon, I was going to say. She's playing the box.
It is the box.
The box, and it's got a snare on it. Can you hit it just for a second? Hear the snare there, which always sounds kind of cool. Tell me about how you came to the band and to the music. Did you grow up in Ohio?
I did grow up in Ohio. I did not grow up playing music. This all was a completely unexpected path. When I was in college, I had a friend who was a contra dance caller, and the first time that we hung out was at Cincinnati's Monday Night Contra Dance in actually April 4 years ago, which is so wild to think about. I met them, and about 4 months later, I started playing music with them, and I now am a housemate with Kristen, and I travel all the time with this band, so it's now a huge part of my life, but it was not on my radar at all when I first started, and I actually taught myself to play cajon with YouTube videos.
Nice.
I have no musical background.
Well, that makes me feel good, because I've often thought of... playing cajon. I like the instrument, and I do have some music in me and some drums in me, but
if you have rhythm, it's really accessible, and there's a lot of people online who want to share all of their knowledge.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is.
I think you could build like a sailboat online. I think you can do just about anything.
You really could.
Some more recommended than others, but there's lots of things. Now, this guy here about to meet, Andrew Taylor, thank you for having a good name. And my apologies to Andy Griffith, but... you wouldn't want to be Andy Taylor. Do you go by Andy ever?
I go by Andrew.
Okay. So, yeah. You do know my reference,
yes.
Right? Okay. I figured as much. Yeah. All of you, but if you're playing a contra dance, the fiddle player had better be in good shape, right? Because you have got to play and play and play and play. And nothing against the other musicians, but they are seated and they don't have to keep their arm up high in the air.
It's amazing aerobic exercise for the upper body. You would be surprised.
I'll bet.
My brother works out and is very, very physically fit. I can still beat him in an arm wrestling contest.
So. As long as you're using the correct arm.
Right.
When did you start playing?
I got my first fiddle 2 weeks from turning 5. And
wow.
I did 9 years of classical. And then... my family moved to Berea, Kentucky, which is where I hail from, and I started doing this weird thing that my parents used to do in college called English country dancing, mm-hmm. and I started playing for it, and then that turned into the contra world, and then that turned into bluegrass, and before you know it, I'm up in Louisville, and Louisville, Kentucky, which is where I live, and I play country rock and bluegrass around there, and then... wanted to get back into the contra scene, and a couple years ago at a dance weekend called Sugar Hill, I ran across this amazing piano player. We played a couple dances together, and it turned out it was Kristen, and she was like, "Hey, we're in a band in Cincinnati. Are you interested?" I'm like, "Heck yes, please. Let's go play."
Yeah, and Louisville and Cincinnati are really close,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, so they're about an hour away from each other. So it's 2 hours away. Yeah, 2 hours away. Yeah. So it's a fun trek and wonderful band to play with.
Yeah, and I forgot to ask both of you any hellos to send out to anybody listening.
I suppose the typical, "Hi, Mom, how you doing?"
There you go. That's important. Gabrielle, anybody?
I don't really know who would be listening.
Thanks.
Here's the deal. My mom said that she'd be listening, but she's a busy lady. That's what. That's
well, she may be listening online later. Later she'll be listening and she'll be saying, "You shouldn't have said it that way." No.
I raised you better. To all of our friends in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and around the Midwest, we have made lots of friends over the past 4 years.
I'll bet you have, especially traveling. Let's before we get back into the music, let's just meet Christopher really quickly. He's playing a really great jazz hollow body guitar. Tell me about the guitar.
It's it is kind of an unusual piece. It's actually a baritone. I've gravitated towards this instrument because it picks up the bass lines a little more powerfully than your average acoustic.
And yeah, it has a longer neck, doesn't it?
It does. It has a 28-inch neck, and it's tuned down to a B instead of a low E for all you guitarists out there.
Always, it's good to know about the tunings. When did you start playing music?
Well, I actually grew up another classical piano kid. When the band started, I had this assumption that I'd be playing piano. I actually got into contra music through the open band in Cincinnati. There's another good call out. All you open bands out there, you are doing a great service. So when I started looking to branch out and do a little more independent stuff, you know, I found Kristen and... you know, kind of realized my own limitations on piano and decided I was going to play guitar.
It all comes together. And you said hello to, was it Thor? Or
Thor Lynn. Thor Lynn in Cincinnati, yes.
And who is that?
She's a friend of mine from the dance. She comes quite regularly. She is a wonderful dancer and a good friend of mine.
Excellent. And this group is known as the Ripples, and now you know who they are, Gabrielle, Christopher, Andrew, and Kristen. And why don't we get to another song? Before we do, let me just ask Kristen, what did you open up with the first song you played?
So we played a set of two dance tunes. The first one was called Flying Home to Shelley, and it's by Paul Gitlitz out of Saskatoon, Canada. He's written a lot of dance tunes. And the second was the Thomas Shrug March by Thomas Bartlett, who actually has branched from, he started as a contra dance pianist, I believe, and he's sort of gone off to do other things. I think his group now is called The Gloaming. You have some interesting music going on.
And what's next?
Next, we're going to play you a tune called Maison de Glace by a French-Canadian fiddler. And we'll let the second one surprise you because you'll know what it is.
Here come the ripples. Gabrielle Lanza with the vocal. You've got a voice. when
do.
we when we were doing the sound check with Gabrielle and Kristen, sang for like 5 seconds, like cut them off, and I knew you were going to be great. It was fun, but I said, "Oh my gosh, save it, save it."
I love it when I can surprise people.
You love, well, I'm not, I
one
mean.
One of my current life goals is to surprise people.
No, you have, when did you, have you sung a lot in your life? Or?
No.
Really?
No, I really haven't.
Look at
I,
you, picking
yeah.
up drums
yeah,
and
man, pick, yeah.
and singing, like, not from childhood.
Yeah. Well, so I grew up singing in choirs and doing kind of, like, school-required music classes. But I was absolutely petrified of singing in front of other human beings. I took a vocal class in college, which the first time that we got up and like had to sing in front of each other, after my turn, the teacher was like, "That's okay. We accept all kinds of people here," because I was so nervous that like my throat just like
probably clenched up. Yeah.
I was so nervous. And I probably the first 6 months to a year of playing with them, I was very like petrified every time I would sing. But I just want people to know that music is accessible and it does not have to be terrifying. And yeah,
even if
you're afraid of something, it can become like your next greatest adventure.
You can jump in whenever mm-hmm. you want. I was terrified of speaking in front of other people probably even until I was 22, 23, although I started doing radio things much earlier than that. But I would never have dreamed of doing things like standing on a stage or anything like mm-hmm. that. That's that actually showcased all of you really well. The fiddle playing was terrific, Andrew. And we got some great guitar licks and just some good the piano, just a nice improvisational. I enjoy just listening to something just sort of happen without any, you know, prior work. Of course, you guys have to work very hard to make it sound that easy. I'm teasing, but that sounded great. What's up? Let's do one more song, and then we'll talk a little bit about tonight's house concert. I know you have a CD out too that I'd like to call people's attention to.
Sorry, what am I going
to? Oh, what would you like to do next? Let's go. What's our next song?
Our next tune is Angela and the Baker. Do you want to say
very good.
A thing about it? Just say it, something.
So we're going to – well, I hail from Appalachia, and I think we all kind of do it to some extent. And so this is an Appalachian fiddle tune, Angela and the Baker, like Kristen said. We'll just tear into it like you do in the old
this
time
song
style.
Is really well known,
yep.
And some people think it's Angela and the Baker or Angela and a Baker, mm-hmm. and there's all sorts of conflicting histories about the way this tune's been folk processed. But I think you'll probably recognize it as you listen. It's a great fiddle tune. Once again, here are the Ripples.
Thank you.
the ripples. I've heard Angeline the Baker probably done by 100 different people or groups. I've never heard it done. This is a compliment. No, it was really. I love the arrangement. Who does the arranging? Or it's everybody simultaneously pointed at Kristen.
This is Gabrielle, and I need to make a shout out. Kristen Planeau is the powerhouse behind this band, and it is like a secret that is probably not like. You wouldn't know unless you were in the band. She does the arranging. She thinks really, really hard about when we are on stage and we try to pair dances with songs. She is largely the brains in the operation.
Well, thank you. I would agree with most of that, but Chris.
She's also the humble one of the group.
Extremely. And it takes a lot of work to make a good contra dance band, and I think that, you know, all members of the band bring really important things, but Chris and Andrew have also made arrangements. I guess from what we play from now, I've made kind of the bulk of them, but it's important that, like, I'm not bringing every tune. Like, sometimes we'll get a tune from one of our members, and we'll say, oh, we need to put it in a set with something else, and I don't know, sometimes there are some things that come easier to different band members, and that's something that kind of comes easily to me, and that I think about a lot as a contra dance caller. I also spend time teaching the dances. When I'm not in the band, I'll oftentimes have a calling gig where I'll have to sort of decide what goes with what, or like, oh, I want a certain mood for this dance. So I try to be receptive to that from callers when we're on stage, and kind of keep all of those things in my brain.
If I had to describe, you know, the version you just played in one word, I think it would be soulful. I've just never normally. It's a great tune. Yeah. It's a wonderful tune, but it normally is a little more rhythmic and standard in the way it's done. And it was just nice to hear the layers of it as you were playing it. Now, some people might not know what contra dancing is. I mean, so now the dance community, please forgive me, but it's another kind of social dancing, like another kind of social dancing called square dancing, but it is different. Could you explain a little bit about contra dancing? Because maybe some folks are thinking that they'd like to try it. I mean, you could come without any experience whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And because Kristen will give you instructions with crystal clarity as to what to do. You can do it. Or she'll put little feet on the ground that you can step into.
You joke, but something similar has been done. So our caller tomorrow night will be Gay Pfeiffer, who is a local Pittsburgh caller and is nationally recognized. People fly her out to call for their dance weekends, which are events that mostly more experienced dancers will come to, and we want lots of people to come to those. But contra dancing is, I like to call it the dance of the people, because all you have to be able to do is walk around. If you can walk, you can dance.
This is my dance.
This is your dance. We're so excited. We hope you can come. Yes, we would describe it as
synchronized
walking. That's a great way to put it, Chris. You learn basically different pathways to walk on the floor and different ways that your hands and your body are going to interact with other people. Things that we do share several things with square dancing, like different right hand turns and do-si-dos and swinging your partner. And all of those things are taught to you by the caller. So you don't have to come in with any knowledge or any previous experience dancing. You just have to come in and be willing to learn something new. And I think, do you guys want to add anything to that?
I think what has been really special about learning to contra dance for me is that there are some things that, there are some behaviors in contra dancing that look like other varieties of dance, varieties of couples dancing in particular. So I think we steal some flavors of swing, some flavors of, we have some waltzing. But what's really special about contra dancing is that it is a community dance. So the goal is not just to dance with your partner, but to dance with people in the entire hall. And I have a feeling that if everybody danced or had a community that was this tight-knit, I think that the world would be a much more wholesome, comfortable place.
Connected, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That should be our election process should include should include contra dancing of some
Does
sort.
Does your presidential candidate have a good swing? Does he have proper ballroom frame?
Or she.
Or indeed. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That wasn't to telegraph anything on my part other than knowledge.
Remember all the candidates.
All the candidates.
Keep them all in mind.
Speaking of remembering, I just posted something on our Facebook page. The dance at Carnegie Mellon is at 5:30 tomorrow, and I posted a link to it. Something else to say?
Excellent. No, I'm just very excited.
Oh, and I wanted to share with you, I need to sort of turn here as best I can, that you had a nice note as you started the play. From Larry in Elwood City, these kids are great. We are visiting with other friends of ours from Cincinnati tonight. Wonderful purveyors of bluegrass, the Rumkey Mountain Boys. Do you know them? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Well, the Rumkey Mountain is the trash mountain in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
So that's funny.
But so a band is coming. And also Cincinnati. He says Cincinnati. It's Cincinnati Day. And the Berg must be something musical in the water. So Larry wanted to pass that along to you. And okay. The house concert tonight, can people still go? And can they contact you offline maybe for information? Or you can write to us and we'll pass the info along.
That sounds like a great
idea. Why don't we do that? If you are curious to see these folks, drop us a note at slb@slbradio.org. It's in the Pittsburgh area, the house concert, and we'll it's a first house concert for the people hosting it, so I don't want to and I actually don't think I've met the host, so I don't want to have us meet each other by their saying, why did you give my home phone number out on the radio? Although many house concerts are totally fine with that, but I want to be careful. But what are their first names again?
David and Julia.
David and Julia, thank you for making it possible. This is one of the great things about the house concert world is these guys, you know, you have a house concert, you get to play at the Contra Dance at Carnegie Mellon, you fit in a radio performance in between, and before you know it, it becomes a worthwhile trip to combine those things.
That's a difficult thing that we're finding out, is if you really want to go and play different places and you want to play different dances, but for it to be worthwhile for you to travel that far, you're trying to, you know, string together these dances, and some of them are already booked and some of them don't dance on that particular day, and you really want to go different places, but it does make it difficult. And I think adding in house concerts to sort of our carousel of
from your perspective, you don't want to be professional drivers that take breaks for music. Have, you know, multiple times to stop and play. I did want to be sure we mentioned the CD that you have available. I noticed online that it was there. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. We worked very hard with a musician named Audrey Knuth from a band called The Free Raisins out of Boston. They are an amazing band, some other nationally recognized talent. So we actually were able to record our album live, and Audrey was able to chop it down from dance length, which is about 10 minutes long, to recording length, which is about 4 minutes long. And she Frankensteined it all together and cut out all the bad takes and just did some really, really lovely work and was so sensitive to our needs and to just creating a really, really great product. And she was just really, really lovely to work with. So you can find information on that at our website, which is theripplesband.com.
Theripplesband.com. And take a look for that. And it's a good website, too. I just poke around it, learn more about what these folks are up to. We're going to have time, well, depending on length, but we have about 10 minutes of radio time left, so it's probably two or three more songs, I'm thinking.
Let's do it.
And I can tell Kristen the wheels are turning. What's next, Kristen?
We're going to play a waltz, and it's traditional at many different kinds of folk dances to have a waltz when you right after you take a break, and then a waltz at the end of the evening. So we will play you a waltz called The Crested Hens.
The Ripples at the Saturday Light Brigade, that almost sounded like it was in 6/8, and it really had this nice, almost, you know, kind of marching movement to it. And that's got to be a good transitional if you're playing a dance. People are all sort of rhythmed up, so to speak, and then you want to slow things down, but not too much. That's a really, really pretty song. You can go to our Facebook page at SLB Radio, where we've posted a link to the Ripples band.com, where you can find more CD information, and also to tomorrow's Contra Dance. The Contra Dance is tomorrow at 5:30 at Carnegie Mellon. The house concert is tonight. Wouldn't it be interesting if those got flip. House concert tonight, Contra Dance Sunday. And I want to be sure we get some more music. And what's your next plan?
So if we have time, I think for just one more, does that sound about right?
That's probably about right, although I wish we had even more.
Yeah.
I haven't said much about the guitar today.
Let's say something about the guitar. We should.
I mean, we've talked about lots of things here, but Chris is the tone. Could you just strum something so people can hear the baritone really. It's neat, and I think you may have seen me leaning down and listening. It provides this low end that you just don't expect to be coming out of a guitar.
Today here in the studio, I've been actually kind of focusing a little bit on the bass lines and staying away from some of the trebles, which are available.
Yeah, that sounds great. This is probably our last chance to talk if you're going to do one more song. Thank you so much. You guys are terrific. And let us know when you're coming through Pittsburgh again so that we can make sure to have you here again.
Absolutely.
Please.
We'd love that.
And what would be fun, let us know early enough. We could do a contra dance with kids and parents here
absolutely
outside.
Yes.
And we
I was eyeballing that theater space.
Yeah, we could do.
We
could make that happen. It would be a lot of fun.
I teach a lot of folk dancing to children and to families, so that's something that I would really love.
Yeah,
very cool.
So, what's next or what's last?
We are going to do something that we've never performed in public before that we're really excited about. This song is called Dream in Blue, and it's by the band Straybirds. And it's got some really interesting vocal stuff. And we're Gabrielle and I are very used to singing together, and Andrew is a newer addition to our band. So we're really excited to add in his voice and do this arrangement for you.
Excellent. Here they are, the Ripples.
Day away. always loving someone new. I dream in blue. I left town on account of you. Always loving someone new. I